You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Today, we get an update on how many people filed for unemployment for the first time over the past week. Conditions in this pandemic economy change so much more quickly than they have during other major economic crises. This is one of the more useful real-time indicators we have to understand what's going on. The number of people filing for unemployment has steadied over recent weeks, but it's staying pretty high, stubbornly high even. Almost 30 million people were on some form of unemployment at last count. And it's not just income these folks have lost. They are likely to lose health insurance, too. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Denise Freeman says she lost her graphic design job at a hospital in Lawton, Oklahoma in June.
It was pretty stunning to be laid off.
And the 58-year-old lost her health insurance.
I'm a diabetic, and I was on like 14 different medications, and I had enough medications to last me maybe 2.5 weeks.
An estimated 12 million people have lost employer-sponsored health insurance during the pandemic, according to a new report from the Economic Policy Institute that includes family members of those who lost jobs.
The United States has chosen to really link health insurance coverage with employment.
Report co-author Ben Zipperer says when people are laid off, they can extend their coverage through COBRA. That can be expensive. Low-income people may qualify for Medicaid, but access varies by state. Denise Freeman was among those able to buy a subsidized plan on the health insurance exchange set up by the Affordable Care Act. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.